The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the board, staff, underwriters, and donors of Voice of Vashon. Well, it's the last, very, very last broadcast of the year for Adventures in Recovery. It's really, really nice to be with you folks today on this December 31st. You know, that last song that you just heard was pretty appropriate for what we're going to be addressing today. How many times have I told you not to take it all the way? Because today we will be addressing Dry January. Tell you what the benefits are of that and how you can take part of that and do something different for the beginning of the year. Maybe you've done it in years past, but you get a fresh start with it right now. So anyhow, Tom Walston here as your host on Voice of Vashon's Adventures in Recovery, here with you every Tuesday at 1:30 and half-hour show. Great way to tune in and find out ways that you can improve your health, maybe consider recovery. And that's speaking as a recovery coach, also a person in long-term recovery, and a person that had started out being, 20 years as a bartender, so I've had my fill of counseling, let's put it that way, because that has led me to my career now in the past 20 years of being a drug and alcohol counselor over here at Vashon Youth and Family Services. Speaking of which, this is the very last day of the year that you can, well, it's the last day of this year to make a tax-free deduction and donation. Just simply by going to VYFS.org, that's for Vashon Youth and Family Services.org, and you can certainly do a donation right from there. So anyhow, today I thought we would talk a little bit about Dry January, especially being, well, after 20 years being a bartender, it's pretty rare, if ever, that a bartender gets New Year's Eve off. That's the night that it seems like everybody goes out. In fact, a lot of the people that go out New Year's Eve are people that typically don't go out. But if it's New Year's Eve, we're out there partying the year in, and oftentimes it's not really seasoned drinkers, so to speak. So there's a lot of messes, let's just put it this way, on New Year's Eve. So we're going to talk about Dry January. And to give you a little bit of background about what that's all about, I want you to maybe check this out. Let's see if we can get that to play here. Okay. Bada bing, bada bang. Trying something a little bit different here. Okay, bear with me for just a moment, because we will talk about a couple other things, too, in just a moment. But the origins of Dry January are actually quite interesting. So let's check this out, shall we? Let me just bring this back to the beginning.
In the world by storm, aptly named Dry January. This is not a new fad diet or a fleeting resolution, but a serious commitment made by many to take a month-long break from alcohol right after the festive season of indulgence. This period of abstinence is not just about proving willpower or jumping on a health trend bandwagon. It's about resetting, reevaluating, and perhaps even redefining our relationship with alcohol. The idea is simple. If you can abstain for a month, it can help recalibrate your habits and perhaps even inspire long-term moderation. Dry January has been growing in popularity, and with every passing year, more and more people are choosing to embrace this sobriety challenge. But where did this trend originate, and why January? To truly understand the phenomenon that is Dry January, we must delve into its history. Believe it or not, Dry January has not been around for centuries. It came into existence just over 10 years ago, conceived by a UK charity named Alcohol Change UK. The idea was a month-long alcohol abstinence challenge for January. The objective was two-pronged. It was both a mechanism for fundraising and a health initiative. The campaign aimed at encouraging individuals to reassess their relationship with alcohol. The notion was simplistic, yet held deep implications. It was indeed a challenge, but also a gateway to change and healthier life choices. People welcomed the challenge, and Dry January began to expand. Initially, it was a small campaign, mainly within the UK. But as its benefits became evident and the word spread, it began growing beyond a mere fundraising initiative, transforming into a health movement. Individuals were drawn in, inspired to start their new year healthier, detoxify their bodies, and break free from the unhealthy festive season drinking habits. Thus, Dry January was born, marking the beginning of a journey. The idea's seed had been planted, destined to germinate and flourish. The story of Dry January is a testament to the power of a simple idea, a challenge that encourages individuals to rethink their habits and make positive changes. And as we'll see, the impact of this movement has been far-reaching, transformative, and continues to evolve. From a small charity campaign to a global movement, Dry January has certainly made its mark. It started in the United Kingdom, spearheaded by Alcohol Change UK, and soon crossed borders. The plan was straightforward yet potent. Abstain from alcohol in January, right after the holiday season's indulgence. It was an invitation to begin the new year on a healthier basis. Dry January's birthplace may have been the UK, but it was social media that catapulted it to global fame. Hashtags like #DryJanuary went viral on platforms like Instagram and Twitter. People worldwide posted about their experiences and victories in their month of sobriety. Online communities emerged, offering encouragement to participants. As it spread, Dry January got modified by varying cultures. In some places, it was a group effort, with friends or co-workers taking the challenge together. In others, it was a personal journey. Some cultures integrated it into their existing traditions or health practices. For instance, in Sweden, it matched their Vit January or White January, advocating for alcohol-free living. In the US, it blended with the country's wellness culture, adding to observances like Veganuary. Despite the cultural adaptations, the main principle stayed the same: a month break from alcohol for a healthier lifestyle. This universal appeal allowed Dry January to transcend borders and resonate globally. From a small-scale campaign that encouraged healthier choices in the UK, Dry January reached out to millions worldwide. The power of a simple idea propelled by digital connectivity transformed it into a global phenomenon. Dry January had become a global phenomenon. But what's the big deal about Dry January? What does it achieve? Dry January is more than just a month-long abstinence from alcohol. It's an opportunity to examine your relationship with drink and alter your habits for the better. The benefits extend far beyond the 31 days. Participants typically report improved sleep quality, as the lack of alcohol allows the body to cycle through sleep stages more effectively. This leads to enhanced mood and energy levels. Besides sleep, it can aid in weight control, as alcohol brims with empty calories. Cutting it out may decrease your overall calorie intake, possibly leading to weight loss. Moreover, Dry January can significantly impact your well-being. Many attest to healthier and having clearer skin. Perhaps its most profound effect is its ability to transform your alcohol consumption habits, empowering you to make informed about your drinking even months afterwards. For some, it's a break from habitual drinking. For others, it's a reassessment of their alcohol intake. The impact of Dry January goes beyond just 1 month, a catalyst for lasting change. So are you ready to take on the challenge? Fast forward to today, Dry January stands and continues to grow. It's a global movement now, supported by millions worldwide. It began as a modest health campaign, but has now turned into an international trend. The essence of Dry January is taking a pause, reflecting, and making mindful decisions about our alcohol consumption. It's a way to start the year fresh, giving our bodies a respite. The growth of Dry January is mirrored in the increasing resources available for participants, from apps that monitor progress to online communities for sharing experiences and support. The advent of non-alcoholic drinks has also contributed to Dry January's growth. Breweries worldwide are formulating fine non-alcoholic substitutes. The most impactful aspect of Dry January is its ripple effect, instigating change on a larger scale. It compels others to reconsider their relationship with alcohol. Businesses endorsing Dry January broadcast a strong message about responsible drinking. Amidst life's intricacies, Dry January provides a glimmer of hope, a reminder that we can bring about positive changes in our lives. Dry January, a simple idea with a powerful impact. So there you have it, the history of Dry January, a tradition born out of curiosity and a desire for healthier choices. We've journeyed through its inception, a humble yet powerful initiative that started in the United Kingdom. We saw how it spread like wildfire, crossing borders and oceans to become a global phenomenon. We've looked at the significant impact it has had, not just on individual health and well-being, but also on societal norms and perceptions about alcohol consumption. And we've seen its current state, stronger than ever, continuing to inspire millions to take a pause from alcohol every January. The story of Dry January is a testament to the power of collective action and the potential for positive change. It's a reminder that sometimes small steps can lead to big transformations. Whether you participate in Dry January or not, it's hard to ignore its influence and the positive change it brings about. Here's to healthier choices and better lives.
And a happy new year. And trust me, Sporty's is not going to go out of business just because you're going to choose to have a Dry January. And, you know, there's a lot of information on YouTube if you want to know more information about Dry January. And, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean you have a problem with alcohol. You're just giving your body a break and your mental health a break as well. And not to mention your wallet a break too, because I guarantee if you're kind of a moderate to heavy drinker at the end of January, you are definitely going to notice you got a little more change in your pocket. And some might not even realize how much you spend on a monthly basis. So we already went over the fact that it was launched in 2013 over in London. And it's not about stopping drinking forever. So don't go freaking out over the fact that, you know, this is going to be a permanent thing. It's not about stopping forever, okay? It's about taking back control of our drinking and realizing that you can give your body a break. And we have someone at the door here. One moment, please, if you will just bear with me for a second. Okay, so, you know, we talked about people making donations at the end of the year, and that was a wonderful, beautiful resident dropping off a check as a donation to Voice of Ashon. 101.9, the Voice of Ashon. People are definitely dropping checks off for end-of-year giving, and we certainly, certainly appreciate that. And even if I'm live on the air, if somebody comes to the door with a check, you better believe I'm going to get up and run over and graciously accept a donation. So anyway, thank you for bearing with me for that well worth break. So the January dry month, it's about taking back control of our drinking and realizing that there's some really great benefits that it's going to bring to our health, well-being, quality of life, and actually just kickstarting the new year on positive footing. So here are some of the many, many benefits that you are going to enjoy from making this choice. And here's another tip too. See if you have a friend or a group of friends, and maybe you want to challenge each other. Say, hey, I'm doing this. Do you want to join me? It's just for a month. Let's see what happens. So you get better sleep and energy levels. So first up, giving up alcohol can improve sleep quality and energy levels. Alcohol can disrupt our sleep cycles. So Alcohol Change UK says that many Dry January participants experience better quality sleep within 1 week of not drinking. Isn't that interesting? I used to think, well, give me a couple shots to help me just go to sleep, or a little nightcap. Now, also better gut health. So drinking higher amounts of alcohol is associated with poorer gut health, including a less diverse gut microbiome and damage to the gut lining, which can lead to inflammation. Alcohol can also lead to the overproduction of stomach acid and conditions such as heartburn and acid reflux. Have you ever noticed, you know, you might blame it on a spicy dinner or spaghetti or Italian dinner, and you go to sleep and you've just got intense, what a lot of us refer to as GERD, you know? But reducing alcohol can help eliminate that. So giving it up can therefore improve gut health and relieve symptoms, like I mentioned, such as heartburn and bloating. Now, it's also going to enhance your immune system. So going without alcohol might help your body feel better, fight off coughs, colds, and illnesses, which is especially important during these winter months. You're going to notice better mood, focus, and clarity. So with better sleep, energy, and gut health, all closely linked with mental health, you may find that giving up alcohol has a positive effect on your overall mood. Making sense? Alcohol UK Change says that in just after 2 weeks, many Dry January participants feel the fog lifting, meaning they experience better mental clarity, focus, and energy levels. So drinking less alcohol is associated with fewer symptoms of mental conditions, such as depression and anxiety. And a lot of people have a really tough time this time of year due to the holidays being kind of promoted as a festive and a warm and cozy healing time of year. And for a lot of us, that's just not the case. Creating false expectations with a lot of people. So what do you do when you have those kind of symptoms? Well, it's not what I do, but what a lot of people do is they drink more just to get through these scary parts or just to get through the holidays. So you're also going to notice better skin health. If you can imagine that, with less alcohol, your skin might experience a glow up. Alcohol is a diuretic, meaning it encourages the body to lose water and salt via urine. And it can help to higher levels of inflammation in the body. So going teetotal, for lack of a better term, could lead to more moisturized, softer, healthier skin with less inflammation-related breakouts and redness. Not to mention the benefits of better beauty sleep. So, how does the liver play into this? Well, better liver health and detoxification, because alcohol is, let's face it, a toxin. You've heard the term being intoxicated, full of toxins. Well, that's alcohol. Just another little tidbit of information for you. Have you noticed how on every bottle, on every glass bottle of alcohol, is stamped the word spirits? So for some of us, when we put those distilled spirits into our body, we're kind of exchanging that for our true spirit, our true warmth, our true glow. Notice how sometimes when people have a little too much alcohol, there can be arguments breaking out. There could be fights. We all probably have experienced the belligerent drunk. So, you know, our reasoning system isn't quite up to where it could be when we're intoxicated. And heavy drinking can put a strain on the liver, as you well know. But the liver works really hard to get rid of it. And that is when we go into a process called detoxification. And we're going to talk more about that in just a minute here, but it's only a half-hour show, and we're over halfway done. So there's a lot of territory to cover here. And giving up alcohol can help support the body in detoxification. For instance, by getting rid of heavy metals and improving digestion, energy levels, hormone regulation, inflammation levels, and skin health, as well as the risk of conditions such as liver disease. So, you have quicker fitness gains as well. Some of us, you know, for New Year's resolution, we're going to hit the gym more. We're going to get more fresh air. We're going to be more active. We're going to go for more walks. Well, within 2 weeks of giving up alcohol, you see better fitness gains. Because alcohol can impede the body's ability to grow and repair muscle. And it can disrupt hormonal balance. So giving it up might help our workouts go further. Fewer nights out and hangovers may also mean more time for healthy habits, such as exercise. How about better weight management? I'm going to drop a few pounds as my New Year's resolution. Alcoholic beverages contain a lot of empty calories, and that can make a difference and make it difficult to maintain a healthy weight. So giving it up could be a simple way to reduce calories and manage excess weight. If you've ever noticed somebody that's kind of given up alcohol, a couple months into it, their face doesn't have that puffiness, or they're starting to reduce that kind of inflamed body tissue look on them. People just look better, sound healthier, and they act in sometimes better demeanor as well. So, better drinking habits in the future? Well, many people that have participated in the Dry January Challenge with alcohol, armed with all the positive impacts they've experienced, report that they've successfully returned to a low level of drinking or not drinking at all, even after the end of the 31 days. So 13% of all people decided to stay alcohol-free for a bit longer, and 86% decided to cut back for the rest of the year. So, and in a study from 2016, or nearly 900 British adults also found that people who completed the Dry January Challenge were likely to continue to maintain healthier drinking habits afterwards. So like I said, don't future trip on, you know, turning into a drama queen saying, oh, yeah, what? Well, I'll never be able to drink again. This is for the rest of my life. No, just check it out. Try it. It's only 31 days, and that can start at the strike of 12 o'clock tonight. Okay? Now, to take it a step further, drinking less alcohol over a longer period of time can reduce the risk of more than 200 diseases and early death. And that's according to the World Health Organization. Liver disease, heart diseases, different types of cancer, and mental health conditions are all connected with drinking alcohol. So cutting back can reduce the risk of dying up to 24 years early from these diseases. That's kind of an eye-opener, isn't it? So it's also important that we also address who should not try participating in Dry January. So it's particularly not for people who already have a serious alcohol dependence who drink very high levels of alcohol, because putting yourself through alcohol withdrawal, and I'm talking about, you know, if you drink more than a bottle of wine every single day or drink more than three or four or five drinks every day, stopping cold turkey can actually be very dangerous. There's only two withdrawals of detoxification that can actually be fatal. One of them is benzodiazepines, which are, they come under the category of tranquilizers like Valiums. There's a whole bunch of them. I'm not going to name them all, but alcohol and benzos can kill you. So you really need to be under a controlled environment if you're going to choose to do a detoxification on your own. And that's where, on the island, there's Vashon Youth and Family Services. That's my department. If you need help in getting to a detox facility, I can certainly do that. Now, our agency, Vashon Youth and Family Services, is closed for the holidays until January 2nd. So I plan to be in the office on Friday, January 3rd. And so if you need help in that area, you know, please reach out. We're a community health organization. If you don't have state insurance, don't worry about that. Don't let that be a deterrent if you're not connected with Apple or state insurance, because there are other ways, and we're going to go about that to get you the safest and the best care that we can. Okay? So that's pretty much all I have about Dry January. If you want more about that, if you just go to YouTube, there are lots and lots and lots of helpful videos that you can watch to help educate yourself in this area and, you know, just to learn more about it. There's also some case histories of coaching that people have walked you through day one to day five to day 10 to day 15 on how it's going for them. There's support and recovery coaches on there as well. So, you know, let's kick off 2025 healthy in healthier ways of making better options for ourselves, because let's face it, everybody that's listening to this right now deserves a pat on the back. We all got through 2024. For some of us, it was a very stressful year and challenging year. And for others, we have had tools that we've used to get ourselves through challenging times. So let me ask you this question. Are you feeling mentally ready for 2025? Okay, so before we sign off for today, let me just give you a few tips to ask yourself as far as being mentally fit for 2025 and some tips that you can incorporate into your brand new year. Number one, move your body. Okay, immediately after a workout, people tend to report feeling better emotionally and their performance on tests of working memory and other cognitive functions improves. So get out, even if it's just go take a walk. We're fortunate enough to live in one of the most beautiful environments on the planet. I mean, just Vashon alone, you've got so many walking trails, we've got water, we've got pretty much everything you need. Second tip, address your anxiety. Okay, confront your fears, focus on your values, and if need be, establish some values and work with those. Try not to catastrophize things anymore. You know, we get all stressed out over certain things that haven't even happened yet, and 90% of them don't ever happen. So don't waste your time and energy. Number three, challenge your brain. Sign up for, sign up for some classes or just get people together. Even board games and card games can be mentally challenging. Get a good night's sleep. Get at least 7 hours of sleep a night. And I'll tell you what, when you get to be my age, there's nothing wrong with taking a nap every once in a while. Number five, get unstuck. Say, we all can occasionally feel stuck at our work or in our relationships, but there are small things you can do to jumpstart your life. Try future casting, envision your future in positive ways. Number six, stay cool, calm, and collected. And number seven, silence your inner critic. I hope you all are welcoming the new year. I know I am. There's going to be challenges, but you know what? Together we can get through them. And I certainly look forward to being with you all every Tuesday at 1:30 for Adventures in Recovery here on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM. And if I can close with a positive note, you're all loved. So love and be loved. Thanks, folks. Happy New Year.